Anyway, let's do some meditation now. So now we can do some quiet meditation. So if you'd like to close your eyes in a few moments. Oh, the light's going out now. And when you close your eyes, do a little guided meditation. First of all, just to learn how to put your attention just in this moment. All the past and all the future, you can always let all of that go. It should be pretty easy. This is like you leave your shoes outside the room. So just like your left shoe represents the past, the right shoe the future. So it'd be wonderful if people could actually steal those shoes. So you go out and you've got no past, no future left. Just the present moment, being here and feeling free. And you start usually with your body. Just make sure your body is reasonably comfortable. I've sometimes spend a lot of time doing the body awareness, but today just do it very quickly. Just being aware of your legs. Are your legs okay? Now sometimes it's weird when I started doing this to actually ask your legs, legs, how are you? It's a way of connecting to parts of your body which you sometimes take for granted. And I asked Maeve, my toes, how are you today? Soles of my feet, heels, ankles, how are you? Once you get awareness, this mindfulness, you know how these parts of your body feel. Knees, how are you? It's a special feeling. After a while you get to know what that feeling is. You get used to it. And you know if the knees are in a good position or they're not in a good position. If they are injured, if they're sore, sick, arthritis, whatever it is. You'll be able to know those feelings. And once you know the feelings, it's amazing what you can do with them. Just how you can relax them. I was on a retreat for a couple of weeks earlier, and I just remember even on Thursday, the last day of my retreat, that just meditating, and my knees were sore, and just looking at them more deeply, and just relaxing that soreness, so the knees never felt sore at all. It's weird, but that's real. You have much more power over your physical well-being when you're aware and can experiment. So make sure my butt is okay and my torso. Give it a nice stretch. Make sure the digestive tract, the tummy, the heart, the lungs, all those important organs in my back. Just as I just check through, are you okay, guys? Because I'm a monk, I've got male organs, I suppose, I don't know. Just ask them, are you okay? Little things which support me, do all this work in the background, keeping me healthy and alive. How are you all? Just giving attention to something is called caring for it. And when you care with a tiny bit of compassion, things relax. That's why one of those sayings which I invented, relax to the max. It's actually very deep. Sometimes I can spend a whole meditation day just on relaxing to the max. You get very, very peaceful and very healthy too. Relax my shoulders and arms to the max, and my hands and fingers. So I tell them, come on guys, relax. There's no reason to be tight. Any tension, just loosen the tension. And my neck, I've got to make sure as my head's just on the right place, not too far forward, not too far back. I remember reading an article once, if your head is too far forward, sometimes you get migraines just because of a bad positioning. So make sure the head is well balanced on top of the neck. And then lastly, the face. Sometimes I don't know, being a senior monk, whether people are just being kind to me or whether they really mean it. At a house dana, at a Thai person's house today, I asked, how old do you think I am? And they said, 55? I'm actually 71, 72 soon. I said, how come? And one of the reasons is that you know how to relax your muscles. So when you relax the muscles, you do have a more youthful look. And number two, when you relax the muscles around your face, many of the emotions which cause the tightening of muscles are also loosened. You feel more peaceful, less afraid of the future, less burdened by the past. You feel more free. Just by a little bit of mindfulness and relaxation of your facial muscles. And it feels good. There's a certain pleasure associated with relaxation. There's many pleasures that are banned for me as a monk, but this is one pleasure which is allowed and which is very beneficial. The pleasure, the delight of physical relaxation. Your body feeling totally at ease. Because it feels good, it's easy to be in the moment. Because the present moment feels pretty nice. That also allows me to let go of the body and go into the mind. You go to what I call, someone reminded me of this in an email which I answered yesterday, of the peace-o-meter. Something your mindfulness is not just knows the relax-o-meter, how relaxed you are physically, but how relaxed your mind is. And the relaxation of the mind is called peace. That's my peace-o-meter. And if you keep being aware of that peace-o-meter many times when you meditate, you soon understand that's such an important quality of your mind to be able to know. How peaceful are you? And how do you create that peace? What causes it? And what disturbs it? And when you meditate regularly, you soon find the answers to those questions. Which means you know how to be peaceful. Little things like letting go of the past and future. You just imagine those past and future to be like these big heavy bags you keep carrying around. You don't need to keep carrying them, put them down. So the past, this big heavy bag with P-A-S-T written on it, put it on the floor. The future, F-U-T-U-R-E, written on that bag in your right hand, put that down on the floor. Just let it go for a few minutes. It will be there for you afterwards. You're not being irresponsible. You're just resting. You find peace. And get to know what peace feels like. You can say the word, you can translate it into many languages. What does that actually point to? What is peace? Peace of mind. And you find that you can enjoy peace even in some of the most difficult situations of your life. Peace is always there in this moment. Whenever you need to make use of it, it's here. And for those who wonder, what should I do next? Any idea of next? That's going off into the future. Just leave all the next, all past behind. The only truth you ever have is right now. And truth is not to be argued about, compared. Truth is just to be experienced in silence. That's why I'm going to be quiet now until the end of the meditation, so you can all experience your truth in this moment in silence.
Thank you.
How do you feel now? What's it like inside? Usually you can know truth much better in silence. It's called the wisdom which comes from silence. No need to try and capture it in words. Just to know stillness, know peace. Know the freedom of just being. Not trying to change anything or get anywhere. Just being here. With this beautiful kindness to you in this moment. Moment or two I will ring this gong, but before I do, how does your body feel? When the mind, the inner part of you, is peaceful in this moment, silent, it gives the opportunity for the body to relax. And usually at the end of a meditation the body feels so wonderful. It's that time to really regenerate its energies and feel good. It's the benefit of relaxing deeply. So I'll now ring the gong 3 times. When the 3rd ringing disappears, it's the time to come out of the meditation and open your eyes. Excellent. So, if you like just to stretch your muscles or whatever you need to stretch. One of the muscles I always like stretching after meditation is your mouth muscles. Give a good smile.